Thank you for listening to the Pursuit Church podcast. This is more than a podcast. Pursuit Church is a movement to connect to Jesus and make a difference. If you need prayer or would like to financially support our mission, reach out to us online at pursuitchurchsa.com. Now grab your headphones and get ready to dive into this week's message.
I wonder, what do you think heaven is going to be like? I hope you're thinking about that. I really do, because this earth is not our home. We got things to do here. There's a reason we're here. But our home is in heaven. And so I hope that you think about heaven often. And I wonder, do you think, well, what's heaven going to be like? You know, we've preached about that many times here. In fact, several years ago, we did a series called One Minute After You Die. It was all about heaven. For weeks, we talked about what heaven's going to be like. And you see, people have lots of different ideas of what they think heaven might be about and what you might find there. But let me, just to get your attention for a minute, let me tell you one thing you're not going to find in heaven. You're not going to find religion in heaven. You realize that you're not going to see denominations. You're not going to see a section for Catholics and another section for Methodists. There is no religion in heaven. You will not find it there. There's no mention in the Bible about religion. But you know what you will find there? And there's only so much that we do know about heaven, according to Scripture. But one thing you're going to find there for sure, you won't find religion, but you will find relationships. That you will find relationships. So can I talk to you for just a few minutes today about the relationship of relationships in heaven and earth? I want to spend a few minutes talking about what relationships in heaven are going to look like based on God's word, right? Not my opinion, not what some, no, what God's word says we're going to see in heaven related to our relationships and how that also impacts our relationships here on earth. Because remember, when Jesus was asked, how should we pray? Part of the prayer he said goes like this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, pay attention, on earth as it is in heaven. You see, there's a relationship between earth and heaven when it comes to our relationships. My friends, man came up with religions. God established relationships. That's what I want you to get today. And so I want to show you for a few minutes how those things are related. What our relationship with God and with each other is going to look like in heaven, and how that should impact our relationships here on earth. Powerful, important. Because if we're to believe what Jesus said, and I do, part of God's will has always been about relationships. Our relationship with Him and with each other, that's part of God's will for your life. So it's important. So what I want to do is I want to show you three different pictures of relationships in heaven and how they relate to what's going on here on earth that are found in the Bible. The first one is found in the book of Revelation. In fact, Revelation talks a lot about heaven, probably more than any other book in all of Scripture. It's a lot about heaven in the book of Revelation. So our first picture of relationships is found in Revelation chapter 4, verses 10 through 11. If you got your Bibles today, come on, buddy. You got your paper Bibles. Now, we're going to have it up on the screen. That's great, but we believe in bringing your Bibles to church. Come on now. Pastor Karen's always reminding us, what if the internet goes down? It could happen. It happens a lot. All right, so this is what the first picture looks like. It's about laying down our crowns. Say that with me, laying down our crowns. This is what the word says. The 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your what? Your will, they existed and were created." Now, you have to understand, a crown is symbolic of something. Power, influence, victory, honor. And the laying down of a crown is the ultimate sign of surrender. The laying down of a crown is the ultimate sign of surrender. In fact, if you do the research on these 24 elders, it doesn't specifically say who they are, but most believe at least 12 of them were the apostles that Jesus promised a throne and a crown in heaven to. That at least 12 that are described there. If you go back in scripture, you'll see Jesus said, I'm going to set you on thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. That was one of the rewards that Jesus promised. So at least 12, but really even more symbolically, it's saying, look, these elders have power that they were given, right? And rewards that they were given. And yet they took all that and they laid it at the feet of God as the ultimate sign of surrender. That's powerful. That's part of your relationship in heaven. Is going to be marked by your ultimate surrender to God. Your highest honor on earth is going to pale in comparison to what you're going to have in heaven. What you're going to have in heaven. And here's the thing, is you and I learn to surrender here on earth. We're practicing for heaven. This is what we got to get. Your surrender in heaven begins with your surrendering to Jesus Christ on this earth. That's where your surrender, that's where my surrender begins. We begin by surrendering everything at the feet of Jesus now. And we're practicing for heaven. It's surrendering our crowns, our pride, our arrogance, or how great we think we are. But it's also surrendering our hurts, our pains, the things we say. It's putting everything and surrendering everything to God. Do you see how that's going to be how we live in heaven? But now's a chance to practice that here on earth. It's powerful. Relationship with God in heaven is going to be about ultimate surrender. That is one part of the relationship that we're going to have with God in heaven. I want to move quickly to a couple other ones. It's not a long message today, but it's one that God wants us to hear. The next thing and picture that we see in heaven is moving from faith to fullness. Say that with me. From faith to fullness. This is how the Apostle Paul described that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Verse 12 says this, "Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then, this is when we're in heaven, we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God knows me completely." And if you look in Revelation again, chapter 22, verse 4, it tells us there that we will come face to face with God, and that night will be no more, and that we will be led by the light of God. And Psalm 16:11 says that we, when we are with God in heaven, will have a fullness, is what the word says, a fullness of joy. Is anybody here looking forward to a fullness of joy in heaven besides me? Fullness, not partial, not a little bit anymore. We'll have a full. So we're moving from faith here on earth to a fullness in our relationship with God in heaven. That's powerful. What a beautiful image of our heavenly relationship with our God and our Father. Knowing Him just Oh, you got to get this. Knowing him completely is what the word says. We will know him completely then. No longer in the darkness of this world, but instead walking in the light of his life, of his love, and of his complete truth. What's beautiful there is it says God already knows us completely, but in heaven our relationship will allow us to know him completely. Does anybody here have some questions for God? Anybody here wondering, why does he do this? Why didn't you do that? Well, no, all of our questions will be answered. What a picture of our relationship with God in heaven. Moving from faith to fullness. But let's talk about faith for a minute, because this is why we need faith, because right now we don't have the complete picture, right? We don't know everything. We don't have a complete understanding of everything. We understand some things, but there's a whole lot we don't understand. That's why we need, see, I preached this before many years ago. We won't need faith in heaven. We'll have a complete knowledge. We won't need faith. But right now we need it. Today we need it. Because there's things we don't know that we're going to have to lean upon God and trust God for. Say, I'm moving from faith to fullness. This is why faith is important. Because faith, remember, is knowing something is true, but not being able to fully see it. Right? Not being able to fully see it. That's why we need faith. Someday, what do you say? Someday, we'll know it all. Someday we'll know it all. Now, Peter wrote in 2 Peter chapter 3 that our faith grows gradually, right? And what he said there, you'll find in 2 Peter 3:18, it says that our faith will continue to grow as we continue to learn and live in the grace of Jesus Christ. As we live, what we know, we know Jesus, as we live more and more in his grace, our faith will grow more and more. And also in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, it reminds us to trust in the Lord even when we don't understand. And with it there, it says if we'll just trust in the Lord, if we'll put our faith in the Lord in that process, he'll show us where to go. He'll make our path straight, is what the word says. So faith is about trusting who God is and trusting that he's going to get us where we need to go, right? Someday we'll have complete knowledge, but now we need faith. Right now, we need faith. Say this, I'm moving from faith to fullness. Come on. I hope somebody's getting excited about that today. I hope that's helping somebody today, because it sure is helping me, because there's a lot of questions I have, but there's a lot of faith that I need. A lot of questions that I have, but there's a lot of faith that I need right now until one day I get those answers. That's what our relationship in heaven is going to be about, complete knowledge. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, up to now, we've been talking about our relationship with God and how it relates to here on earth. But I also want to remind us that God created us for relationships with each other. You see, there's a certain way that we're going to relate to each other in heaven, you and I. You and I. We are going to live as what I would describe as a connected community. We're going to live as a connected community, and that's exactly how we're supposed to be living here. And we're going to talk about that for the next few minutes. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. This is what it says. After this, I saw a vast crowd. And remember, Revelation is Jesus giving these prophetic visions to the Apostle John on the island of Patmos. John had been exiled. And Jesus comes and starts downloading to John, this is what I want you to put in this book. Okay, so that's what all of Revelation is. It's Jesus talking. You know who the author is. It's Jesus talking to John. And this is part of what he told him. After this, I saw a vast crowd too great to count. From every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands. You remember when Jesus came, palm branches, the people lined the streets. It's a picture in heaven of what happened during Holy Week when Jesus came to get ready for the cross. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands, and they were shouting with a great roar. Get a picture of that. The roar of heaven. Can you just imagine for a minute what the roar, we sing here. We sing at the top of our lungs, but I believe that's nothing compared to the roar of heaven that we're going to experience one day. And the roar of heaven said, salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb. Pastor Petey, if you'd come. You see, in heaven, we will be a people and a family connected together. You've got to get this. In heaven, our relationship with each other is as a people and a family connected together by the one who sent his one and only Son, and in his Son, the Lamb who paid the price for our sins. That is our connection point for eternity. That's also our connection point right now. It's not on the screen, but I have to just share this with you because I've studied this for years, and it hits me. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Chapter 11 of Hebrews is often referred to as the chapter of faith. It's all about faith. It's all about faith. It's all about faith. The faith of all those who came before and all those who will come after. And this is how the end, I'm going to read you the end of Hebrews 11 and then the beginning of Hebrews chapter 12. Put these two together. And this is what it says in Hebrews 11, 39 and 40. And all these, that's all the people that were all described in Hebrews 11. Moses, Abraham, all the people that were described. That's what he's talking about when he says all of these. Though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. I want to preach for a minute about those two passages that I just read. What we learn about at the end of Hebrews is that we need each other, those who have come before Jesus and those who will go to heaven after Jesus. It says together we are complete in God's family. You see, everybody that's in heaven, when this was written, those great cloud of witnesses were people that believed God, followed God, and believed that Jesus was coming. That's who was in heaven when this was written. But there's reference now from when Jesus came. From now on, everyone who'll be in heaven will believe that Jesus did come. That will believe that Jesus did die for our sins. You see how God has brought them together. We're a family. God's had this in mind from the beginning of time. He's always created us to be a family. He is the Father. We are his children when we believe in Jesus. For those that went there before Jesus came, and for us now, it's those who will believe in what Jesus has already done. That's who's going to be in heaven. That's the great cloud of witnesses. You see, that cloud is still growing today. And what it says there is that that cloud of witnesses is now praying for us, strengthening us, encouraging us to finish the race that God has given each believer to finish. All working together as one family. That's always been God's plan. That's his relationship plan for us, is to be family. Now on earth, right now, that looks like us all working together to live out Matthew 6:33, to build his kingdom here on earth together. We preached about this a few weeks ago, to live in perfect unity. That's what being a family looks like here now. It looks like what we see in Corinthians, where it says all of the members of the body, all of the members of the church of Jesus, working together, using the gifts that God has placed in each one of us, a body, a hand, a foot, Paul describes it. All of the parts of the body are needed on earth. In heaven, it'll be perfect. We're all just going to be around the throne of God. But right now, that relationship here on earth looks like us working together in unity, using the gifts God's given us, and building God's kingdom here on earth. That's what the relationship looks like now. My friends, the God of the universe, the God that we love, and the God that we serve with all of our hearts, is not concerned about religion. In fact, Jesus often railed against religion because they got too caught up in the man-made stuff and forgot the God who created it all so that we could be a family, not live out 628 rules. See, you got to get this. Everything God has ever done has always been with the idea of relationship in mind. And until you see it that way, or let me put it a more positive way, when you begin to see it that way, your life will change. And how you view God will change. And how you view each other will change. You have to understand that this has been the plan all along. A family. Relationships. As we consider what it will be like to live with God in heaven, may we learn how to lay down and surrender everything to our Father and to his Son. May we learn to live from a place of faith and trust in the Creator of the universe as we await the day when everything will be made clear. And may we learn to live on earth as a connected community of believers. Because when we get to heaven, that is exactly what we will be. I hope you are catching that glimpse of heaven today, that picture of what our relationships are going to look like in heaven, because that's what God's calling us to start living out right now, today. And as we do that, I want to give you one last powerful image of what heaven's going to be like. And it's found in Revelation chapter 21. And this is what it says in verses 1 through 4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." My friends, that is the ultimate depiction of heaven and earth coming together, of God's will being done in heaven as it is on earth. That scripture defines everything I've been talking about. Because remember, our relationships in heaven are related to our relationships on earth. I pray that we can learn to live from that place, because that, what we've just read, is the ultimate answer to the prayer that Jesus taught us how to pray. May your will, God, in our relationships be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pray with me now. Our God and our Father, we come before you now so grateful. God, we're so grateful for who you are. And so thankful that you created us, God. You created us for relationships with you and with each other. Father, help us now to lay everything at your feet. Whatever crowns we're carrying of pride or things that make us feel important, or God, whatever crowns of sorrow or hurt we're carrying, God, help us to lay them all down at your feet so that we can practice for what it's going to be like in heaven. And God, help us to live with faith now. One day you'll show us everything. One day we'll have complete knowledge. But God, until that day, help us to live with faith, trusting you, believing you, and building your kingdom here on earth as we work together and as we live together. As you prepare us for our real home in heaven. We say that, God, and we believe it with all of our heart. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now listen.